This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It is that time on a Sunday morning when we're going back in time with Johnny Rabbit. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning. Back we go. Thank you, Scott. Today we rock back the clock to 1955, when being a cool teen was, as we said, neat, Daddy-O. There were chop tops, flat tops, bebop, and, of course, the rock and roll revolution, the theme that ran through our DA or ponytailed heads. Oh, that's when only girls had ponytails. We were in the happy age of the teenager, but still in time when schools had drills as to what we should do in case of a nuclear attack. Duck and cover, of course, being the top way to save ourselves from the bomb. More than a few families had bomb shelters. 5 years earlier, President Truman came to town to announce the creation of the national park that would be the eventual home of the Arch. That was when our city's population was soon going to 1 million, so people thought, because we were over 850,000. But as changing lifestyles had habit, by 1960, we lost over 100,000 people swallowed up by the suburbs. And in 55, we were 10 years away from a rejuvenation of downtown with that realization of the Gateway Arch that seemed to a lot of people an impossible dream. But our town always had dreamers. Some of their dreams came true. Some became nightmares. That was the case with the 33 initially segregated high-rise modernist-style buildings of the dreaded Pruitt-Igoe housing project, which was completed in late 55. Initially, the Pruitt section, named for a black World War II fighter pilot, Wendell Pruitt, was for African Americans. The Igoe buildings were white tenants dedicated to the white U.S. Congressman William Igoe. The giant, ill-conceived complex was created to replace vast slums that had been torn down. The project offered modern but stark apartments, and for, oh my goodness, so many reasons. By late 55, it was obvious that this urban renewal concept was doomed beyond hope. A few years later, Isidore Millstone, the builder of Pruitt-Igoe, told me in an interview that the place was his biggest mistake. In 55, there were so many good things going on that we connected the past to the future, like downtown from the past to then, and, well, we thought for the future. Seemed invincible with the huge Sticks, Famous, and Scruggs department stores, dining spots like in Tony's and Miss Hulling's cafeterias and the Orient and the Forum. And, hey, if you went to O.T. Hodge Chili Parlor and asked him to top one, you got Chili Mac top with a tamale. At the start of 55, at the Ambassador, This Is Cinerama was that big movie playing, and it was big. The Ambassador, if you don't remember, it's 7th and Locust. And you could buy tickets at their box office or at Gutman's at Forsyth and Merrimack and Clayton. Later that year, the movie was replaced by Cinerama Holiday. On the radio, KXOK in the former Star Times building at 12th and Delmar had junior town meetings. They were recorded at various high schools during the day and aired in the evening. In those faraway days, nighttime radio was as popular, and in some cases more so, than nighttime TV. One of the top evening DJs was Chuck Norman on WIL when they were in the Chase Hotel. In 55, he was recuperating from a broken back he suffered in a boating accident at Lake Tanacomo. His boat fell over a 60-foot dam onto a shelf of concrete. He never fully recovered. On KWK-TV Channel 4, then just a year old, they had a dance show with Gil Newsom, one of the top DJs of KWK Radio. A collector's item from 55 is the original sheet music for Chuck Chuck Berry song Maybelline, in which the song title is misspelled with an E-N-E at the end rather than an I-N-E. In sports, the Hills' Yogi Berra became only the fourth major league catcher to hit 200 home runs. On July 1st, 55, former Browns and Indians pitcher Satchel Paige returned to Sportsman's Park to pitch for the Kansas City Monarchs in a game with the Birmingham Barons in the Negro American League game. In 55, you've lived in Creve Coeur, Ladue. Hey, you can now dial direct to most numbers in the Southwestern Bell Greater St. Louis telephone directory rather than going through an operator. Oh, and if you wanted a suit, hey, at 55, you could get a worsted flannel suit, charcoal gray or charcoal brown or pastel gray, at Boyd's downtown at 6th and Olive, Forsyth or Bemiston and Clayton. And for rent was $36. And if you wanted a pizza in 45, you're out of luck. But in 55, oh, we had so many choices, like Luigi's and Watson, Lou and Joe Parenti's in the basement of the Melrose apartment building in Sierra and West Vine, and where Amadeo Fiore had started Melrose Pizza in 46. He had moved to Sierra Street from Sierra to Easton Avenue, then finally a natural bridge west of Goodfellow. Well, next Sunday, we'll visit 1970 at 10:30 Tuesday on April 22nd for Oasis at the Clayton Recreation Center. I'll have a program called Whatever Happened To. Hey, it's about people, places, and things of the past. I'm out of here.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.